Hello and welcome to Dr. V's quick 5-minute tips for improved Black mental health. I will be giving you some coping skills and tips to help you manage this crazy world we live in. Make sure you're following me on all of my social media platforms. Therapy with Miss B on Twitter, Black Mental Health and Life Coaching Support Group on Facebook, and Official Young Visionaries on IG. If you're looking for mental health treatment, visit my practice website, visionhopeandhealing.com. We have a beautiful staff there to help you. Let's get into it. Sisterhood is so important. Why? Because we were meant to operate in a space of collectivism. As humans, we were not meant to live alone, you know? And that's why when they are punishing people in the prison systems, one of the methods they use is solitary confinement, right? Putting us in a place of solitude. Now, of course, we all need moments of solitude to process, but to be engaged in this all the time is not healthy for us. One of the things that we lack in our lives as a result of the pandemic is connection. And now that we're coming out of our houses and more of us are getting vaccinated, we're starting to progress in that realm, but there's still more work to be done. Sisterhood is what I want to discuss today. It is critically important that we take time to not only uplift our fellow sisters, but really to embrace the qualities that embody sisterhood. Complimenting your fellow sister, right? As opposed to comparing yourself, judging her, or saying negative comments, right? We don't need to spew toxicity. Instead, we need to let our words be medicine. And one of the ways we can do that is as simple as a compliment, being available. Sometimes we need to talk. Sometimes we need someone to talk to. Sometimes we just need to know that someone is thinking of us without prompting. So stepping outside of yourself and being considerate of your fellow sister is important. Not holding information to yourself is critical. When you acquire knowledge and new information, is it yours to just store and hold in? Or are you your sister's keeper? We need to try to lift each other up by our bootstraps. And there is no lack of knowledge. Books are produced every day. So why hold on to it? You can benefit and your sister can benefit as well. It doesn't hurt you to share information. We can all climb up the ladder if we embrace and embody collectivism in our daily walks. Sharing information, providing information, sending devotionals and things just to let your fellow sister know that you care. Also, if you see that there is a lack, sometimes it helps to feel the need without necessarily being asked or prompted. So I guess the question I'm posing, do you embody sisterhood? Do you feel like sisterhood is essential to our survival, or do you feel like it's secondary? In prehistoric times and cavemen and all that, they couldn't survive without each other. Establishing community would essentially determine life or death. They needed each other to keep warm at night, to get food, to take care of offspring. Their survival was essential to each other. So why have we disconnected so far from this concept? And how can we restore it and bring it back? Stop competing. Realize that we are stronger together, united, than apart. Sisterhood is so critical. And it's one of, I would say, the lost jewels amongst us. So who can you reach out to today? How can you connect and in what ways? It doesn't have to be deep. It can be as simple as a text message or establishing a new group chat. I recently discovered this app, Cappuccino, where you can just create your own little podcast with your friends every morning. And I love it just to hear their voice. It's so different from social media. So I encourage you, try it out. Find a way to connect in real life. That's it. That's my tip. 5-minute tips with Dr. B. Thanks for listening.